Well, everything enters into that, to be honest with you. I mean, he's been off for 7 or 8 years, and so he's lost that 7 or 8 years, and everybody else has progressed 8 years. So he's really behind 16 years in my books, which is a very difficult amount of time to catch up to. And of course, over that period of time, the mid-size and the oversized rackets have come into play. The athletes are different. They're bigger. They're stronger. They're maybe better conditioned. They travel with their weight trainer. They travel with their coach, their masseur, their guru. They travel with everybody necessary to keep their mind on their tennis. So Borg, to come back and to think he's going to just all of a sudden fit in with the way he was when he stopped when he was 26 is an impossibility. He's not going to be able to cope. That's how much the game's changed and how much the players have changed. And if he wants to cope, he has to set a realistic goal for himself to start off and to break in the top 200 or 300. And then once he does that, set another goal for himself and set another goal, reachable goals at all times. Don't ever extend himself to the point where he's going to put excess pressure on himself, because he's going to find enough pressure out there that is going to be tough enough to handle. So but I wish he would make up his mind, to be honest with you. I wish he would come back and either play or don't play. Get back out there and grind it out with the boys, or continue to do what he's been doing, because it's his indecision that really is affecting him, is affecting him as much as anything. He has to make a decision to play or not to play, and then be big enough to stick with that. And if he does play, come back into it and get in the grind on a less pressurized basis.